it at least brings some, you know, attention towards the organization.
Going back to the album, so Butterfly Effect. Did you choose the name for that?
I did. It was an interesting story, though. We were trying to come up with the album title, and that's kind of a very personal thing, and what is going to represent the album. And me and my A&R kind of left each other. We'd written down a bunch of stuff, and then I came across this image that I had stored in my file way back when, and the title of it was Butterfly Effect. And I've had a huge connection to butterflies my whole life, and I wrote it down on a piece of paper. And I saw my A&R that night, and he goes, well, I want to discuss with you some titles. I have some ideas. I'm like, well, I have an idea as well. And he's like, okay, will you show me first? I showed it to him, and he goes, I shit you not. He goes, I wrote this down by my computer, and he had the guy at the label take a picture of it and send it to me. And we both had the same name, and we're like, oh,
no.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was just one of those crazy synchronicity kind of moments. We're like, I'm like, that's it, it's done.
That's insane.
Well, it started off with just when I see them, even as a little kid, I would get this very peaceful, calm feeling within myself where I just felt like, very at peace. And I kind of started to search into it, and I was like, well, what are these creatures? And butterflies represent transformation, and it's going through stuff in life, stuff that might have been hard times, or stuff with my family or romance or whatever it had been. And I kind of made it love and transformation my mantra to myself, just to use whatever I've gone through in life to try and transform it into a positive, and to grow and evolve and be a better me. And, you know, they come into this life being a caterpillar and just inching their way through life so slowly, and then, you know, become this butterfly and get to fly for the other part of their life. And I just find that so amazing, that they actually go through this lifetime, you know, being two kinds of creatures. So they've just been something that, and I think they're beautiful as well. Little moments where I know that I'm being, like, guided, or I'm being just at the right place at the right time. And, yeah, they've just been my kind of little, like, angels and guides and stuff. Jungle and having things in my life that affected me in certain ways, like, it just makes sense for the album to be called that.
What's your favorite song of your album? I know you're releasing Woman Up, but what's, like, the one that affects you, that gets you the most?
It kind of varies sometimes, because there's certain ones for certain reasons that I love so much. All in a Day to me is, like, really my kind of groovy side that I don't get to showcase that much. So that one was special to me. Plus, I did it in LA before I even got to London. So it's the one song I had done on my own before getting involved with Metropolis. But Face of Love is this ballad that's really stripped down, and it's just me and, like, a piano and a cello.
Wow.
And I felt very vulnerable in the studio, because it was, like, the first time where I really felt like it started to click, and I was connecting to my music again. And I had gone through a situation with a boy a while back that had really affected me, and it just kind of hit a chord. That one to me, I think, is my most vulnerable. But then again, Lonely Nights is probably the most true song of my story, which I was kind of scared to write about, but I tried to flip it into a positive, you know, once again, like, the chorus kind of listened to, like, a universal type message, but the lyrics are kind of cryptid with my story and my life and what I kind of dealt with growing up. So that's the thing. It's hard to choose one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It sounds like the album's almost, you know, very representative of a journey for you, and it sounds beautiful. I'm actually really looking forward to listening to it as a whole.
Well, Clockwork was debut. I mean, I really wanted to prove to myself that vocally I could go in there and represent myself in a strong vocal way, and just to prove as well that I've grown as an artist, and that, you know, I'm not just the girl that can dance and be the background kind of thing. I wanted to be like, you know, I am strong, and I've grown, and I've evolved as an artist and as a human being. So Clockwork is a debut, but, you know, Woman Up, I think, is just kind of like, okay, I'm back, you know, and now I'm ready to kind of get back in the game as far as showing that, you know, I can be an all-around entertainer. But Clockwork to me was very special to come out as the first one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I saw Woman Up, it was just a massive punch in the face to everyone that's ever maybe doubted you. Do you know what I mean? It is such an eye. Yeah, it's a really strong and powerful video. And I've got to say, even though this isn't the focus of everything, you do look incredible in it. Do you have some kind of, like, exercise regime or a special crazy diet that you're on, or are you just one of those lucky people?
I do work hard. I mean, and I try to maintain a balance in my diet and stuff. And I work out at W10 Performance, which is like a results-based performance. It's a gym that doesn't have any mirrors, and I go in with these guys, and I do metabolic, I do circuit, I do different classes and stuff, and I've noticed a big difference in my body by doing these workouts with them, and definitely give them a lot of props. I do hot yoga as well. I really enjoy that for stretching and detoxing, and you can burn a lot of calories in that as well. But then diet, I just, especially if I have a gig coming up or something going on, I try to really get clean and lean with like different proteins and veg and greens and quinoa and just stuff that like I know is good for the body, good for to fuel me and in good ways. If I want to go out and have a Mexican, fiesta with my friends, like I allow myself to do that. But because I do consider myself someone that likes to live a healthy, active lifestyle, I try to keep it, balanced.
Yeah.
Just because if I have something come up, like all of a sudden they threw a shoot in Sunday, it's like, okay, I at least feel like I'm
prepared.
Okay, and I'm not like that. Yeah, because the crash diets can kill you a bit. So I try to keep it somewhat balanced.
I shall leave you to your sofa shopping. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to Popscoop.
Well, it was lovely speaking to you.